We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocky can. Hey now, welcome back. All right, so the third hour, and I've been promoting this as such. It's a busy, busy hour, but things can change. Things can open up. The way it's set up and what I'm intending to do is have a conversation first with Micah Hyde, a safety for the Buffalo Bills. Then I'm intending to have a conversation with a nose tackle for the LA Rams, Sebastian Joseph Day. Then I'm intending to have an ATP. I did intend to have television, but we are off the simulcast right now. But we do have audio and we do have radio. And in the meantime, my phone lines are wide open. I'm intending to have an ATP. Hopefully somebody other than, and nothing against Bella or Brent or my dude in San Diego, Mr. Marino.
They're all buttholes out there.
They're not all buttholes. They're all really good at what they do. They've made that segment a great segment. I'm just saying,
butthole,
I would encourage any of you to hit me
butthole.
Up.
Butthole.
Why are you doing that, unnamed mentioned or unmentioned member of the XR4TI? Who said butthole? I didn't
butthole.
Say butthole.
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 I did not say butthole. Who said butthole?
Butthole.
Only a fourth grader would say butthole.
Butthole.
Except soon to be Hall of Famer Steve Smith. And then whatever he says goes, because he's Steve Smith.
89.
Bottom line. All right, so all of that is still ahead. And importantly, no Big Head Bet segment here, but a longer version of the Big Head Bet segment. For the first time ever, being moved over to another platform, the Jim Rohn Podcast, because Big Head needs big real estate. As promised, we are joined right now by a safety for the Buffalo Bills. Let me remind you, he is a Pro Bowler. He is an All-Pro. He is in his fifth season with the Bills, coming off a game where he had seven tackles, a sack, a quarterback hit, a tackle for a loss in Sunday's win over Miami. Played his college ball at Iowa. He was the 159th pick overall in 2013. The Bills are 1-1. They are at home Sunday against Washington. Micah Hyde is my guest. Micah, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Good. Appreciate the visit. Listen, before we talk about the upcoming game, if you could take me back for a moment to that game against Miami. You guys were coming off that game against Pittsburgh, Micah, that did not go as you would have liked. So I'm curious, what was the mindset of your team going into that Miami matchup?
You know, we felt like we, you know, didn't play very well that first game, and so, you know, we came out in the second one, just tried to you know, get back to our ways, get back to our fundamentals, and as you can see, you know, we played pretty well, but at the same time, you know, we left some things out there, so we're trying to correct some of those mistakes also, and move into this week with some momentum.
You know, we'll talk about that again in a minute, but the fact is they got the ball to start and first down. You guys sack him. Then on third down, you come through with a sack of your own. What did you see on that particular play, and then how important was it to make a statement early on against them?
Well, we wanted to come out and be aggressive. I think that anytime you can, you know, affect the quarterback in this league, you have a good chance of winning ball games. Obviously, taking the ball away and you know, first down, getting them behind the sticks, second down, getting behind the sticks, creating third and long. So, you know, we wanted to go in the game kind of in attack mode. And you know, Frazier was dialing up some blitzes for some of our DBs to get to the quarterback, and we were able to get home. So, I just think anytime we have a game plan where the coaches and the players are on the same page, we're able to go out there and play fast, and I think that's the result of many of those plays.
Micah Hyde joining us. Listen, the sack, it's important, but it might be an overrated stat, but that was your first one in a few moments. How good did it feel to finally get home?
Oh, my gosh. It felt very good. You know, I've had I think I had one every year in Green Bay. I get to Buffalo, and it took me 5 years to get one. So, you know, I just think that, you know, here with Poe and myself, we take pride in being the, you know, complete safeties, whether if it's in the box, you know, box play, run down, stuff like that, blitzing the quarterback, one-on-one with the tight ends, receivers, and middle of the field, breaks, stuff like that. So, you know, we take pride in trying to be the complete safeties, and, you know, it's good to finally get a sack under my belt here in Buffalo.
Micah Hyde joining us. I'm glad you mentioned your guy. I was going to mention the partnership between you and Jordan Poyer on the field. It's unlike anything else in the league, I could argue. I mean, from the outside, just the outside, it feels like a big part of the team's defensive identity starts with the two of you. Is that the way it feels to you, and how do you approach that role with him and setting the tone?
Well, I think that obviously our defense is a well-oiled machine, and it's not just us. You know, we got guys in the defense that have been together for a big group of guys that have been together for at least 4 years. I think our whole secondary linebackers and most of the D-line have been together for 4 years. So, you know, we've been doing this for a while. We've had some ups and downs. So, you know, we know what we have on the defensive side. And then just playing with Poe, you know, we just see the same things. You know, we've watched a lot of film together. We had a lot of snaps throughout the years. We've made a lot of mistakes, and we just go out there, we correct them, and you know, hopefully never make those same mistakes again. So, you know, it's fun playing with him just because, you know, we're the same type of player. We see the same stuff, and look, we just want to win. We don't care what stats we get. When we go out there and win ball games, try to get Super Bowl, you know, here for Buffalo.
Like, Mike, it's so true, right? Like, you guys are your own guys, to be sure. Different guys, different ways of going about things. But when I talk to him, I hear a lot of you. And when I talk to you, I hear a lot of him. I mean, it really is pretty similar. And then you've got another guy I want to ask you about in Taron Johnson. And you've said, quote, I love that dude, man. He just does everything for our defense. You got to have a nickel that's a dog, and that's him. End of quote.
Yep.
What do you like about him so much?
Not even the football player, just Taron as a person. You know, he's a competitor. Yeah, I can walk up to him right now and tell him, you know, meet me on the court. Let's play a game of pig. And he's down. Like, he wants to do it. And, you know, I'm probably going to whoop him, but, you know, hope that gets back to him too. You know, he's just a competitor. And I think that's the type of players that we all are on this team. We want to compete. And Taron, he's, you know, like I said yesterday, he's a dog. He wants to be in the box. He wants to be making plays. He wants to be, you know, one-on-one with a slot receiver and, you know, for the game. That's just the type of mentality he has. And anytime you get to play with those guys, you got to cherish it because, you know, it doesn't come around often. And but I think it starts with just Taron as a person off the field. He's grown a lot throughout these past couple of years, and I've seen the evolution of Taron Johnson going from a rookie till now. And love him, man. It just – appreciate everything he does for us.
I hope that gets back to him. He's waiting for you already. You know that's already worked its way back. Like, no sooner than that came out of your mouth, it had already gotten back to him.
Like, probably. But I'm about it, though. I know it.
It's great. It's awesome, man. There's a game of pig I'd pay money to see. You know, when you talk about that dog mentality, like, how do you define that dog mentality, and how do you know when a guy has it?
I think that it's it starts with you gotta know the playbook. You gotta know the defense, or if somebody's on offense, you know, you gotta know the offensive, you know, playbook. But once you understand that and you're out there playing fast, and it's just somebody you can look in their eyes on game day and just know that this dude's ready. He's ready to go. And I, you know, when I come in here pregame meet, he's so ready to get out there. He's out there on an empty stomach, you know, out there just hitting people, covering people, making plays for our defense. So, you know, I just think you feel those dogs out there, and he's definitely one of them.
So, Michael, like, on the flip side of that, like, you can look him in the eye and you just know he's ready to go. Do you ever look a guy in the eye and think to yourself, man, that dude's not ready to go? I mean, does that happen on that level? And if so, what do you do?
You know what, Jim? Yeah. I have before. But I think that, you know, here in Buffalo, we do a lot of, you know, obviously game prep and a lot of study, film study and all that type of stuff. So most of the time when it's a guy looking like he's not ready to go, it's more of, you know, playbook stuff. He's not really sure of himself when it comes to the playbook. But, you know, here in Buffalo, we do a lot of film study, so once we get out there on Sunday, we understand, you know, what's going on, what calls we got to make. So it rarely happens here.
No, I get that. That's a very professional operation from the top down in Buffalo. That's how that's done. You know, you and I have talked about this, Micah, that a huge part of the turnaround, you have been a huge part of that turnaround and the growth of the team. I know you're not going to say that, but I'm really curious. Like, you're playing this like, this is how this goes. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is why I'm here. But I'm curious what it's been like to go from underdogs to division champs to one of the favorites for the Super Bowl. What's that been like for you?
You know, honestly, Jim, I still see it as an underdog role. You know, I don't care. I don't pay attention to who's favored in a game, whether if it's us, them, whatever. You know, each and every game in this league is a battle. It's a challenge. I don't care who you're going against, week in and week out. It's a grind. You got to be ready to play. You're going to get smacked in the mouth. So, you know, I think that we've always tried to take that underdog role here. It doesn't matter if it's, like I said, if we're favored or not, but You know, we understand that here in Buffalo, we're going to have to earn stuff the hard way. You know, it's going to get cold. It's going to be, you know, weather-wise, it's going to be miserable here soon. The snow's going to be on the ground. It's going to be cold. We're going to be practicing outside. Our feet are going to hurt. Our hands are going to hurt. The wind's going to be killing us, but that's how you got to get through it here in Buffalo. And I think that as long as, you know, we're just building that process throughout the year and keep getting better, then, you know, hopefully come December, January, and you know, hopefully into February, we're playing good football.
Michael Hyatt joins me for a few more moments. I've got to think that when you talk about it's going to get cold and it's going to get miserable and it's going to hurt, it's got to help to know that the fans are like, maybe they're not punching each other in the face. Well, some of them probably are, but
yeah,
I mean,
they're
right there with you, man. Like, they're paying not the same kind of price or the same sacrifices, but they're out there in the same elements. What's it been like to play in front of them again, especially the mafia and feeding off their energy?
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Even in the first game. I know we went out there and laid an egg the first game, but you know, it took guys over an hour to get to the stadium. I live 7 minutes door to door from the stadium, and I had to fly through traffic on the opposite side of the road, flag a sheriff to basically get me the rest of the way, so I didn't have to get fined being late on game day. That's just the type of community this is. These people rally around They're Bills football, and you know, when we get out there, we get on the field, it's loud, it's rowdy, they're slamming each other through tables on fire. You know, we see it all, so it's a blessing to go out here and play in front of these fans, and that's why when, you know, you go out there and lay an egg first game, first home opener, it's unfortunate, but you know, we want to go out there and try to make it right this week.
Micah Hyde joining me really quickly. So this week you're preparing obviously to face Washington. When you look at tape of Taylor Heinicke, what do you see?
He's good. He's very good. You know, I feel like he operates that offense very well. Just dating back to the end of last season, him moving that ball up and down the field, giving the ball to the weapons and letting them operate. Like I said, it's a challenge each and every week. It doesn't matter if you're playing a backup quarterback or not. Like, you know, these people get paid a lot of money to go out there and win football games. So we're going to have to go out there and try to get pressure on him. Like I said, we were able to do last week. Whenever you can affect the quarterback, you know, you're able to force some takeaways and stuff like that. So that's what we're going out there and try to do. But, you know, it's going to be tough sledding. We're going to have to tackle well. They got a good run game. We got weapons on the outside. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Mike, one last thought. One of those weapons is Terry McLaurin. I would argue fans do not appreciate how good this guy is, man. I love this guy. I love his game. Mm-hmm. How looking forward to that challenge are you, and then what's it take to limit his impact?
Yeah, obviously a huge guy that we focus on throughout the week, a guy that can get himself open. You can tell he has heart. You know, we played him a few years ago, and you know, I don't think they were I don't think they were that record-wise that good of a team, but he was out there playing hard, and just I have a lot of respect for him. So going out there on Sunday, having to take him away, obviously we're going to have to always know where he's at, you know, whether if he's out at 1, 2, 3, wherever. If he's on the sideline, we have to always know where he's at, and because he can make some plays all on the field.
That right there is a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro. Looks the part, sounds the part. Micah Hyde joining us before that big game. Micah, really appreciate you. Always great to have you on this show, man. You make me look good by showing up. Thanks for doing that.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, man, you too. Micah, be good. Boy, such a pro. I love talking to him. Always pumps me up. All business, but a big personality, big-time player, big-time presence. Much, much respect. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Let's take a short timeout. When we come back, we go back-to-back. Rams have an enormous game, arguably the game of the week. Rams and Bucks. Sebastian Joseph Day, nose tackle for the Rams, joins me on the other side of this. ATP coming up later on. It's been a great start to the NFL season. It's only going to get better at DraftKings. The official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, DraftKings, is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of bucks in total prizes. Get in on all the action right now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup. Stay under the salary cap. See how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And the best part is, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app right now. Use my code ROME, R-O-M-E. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions in total prizes. Enter the code ROME, get a free shot at millions with your first deposit. But again, you got to use that code, R-O-M-E, ROME, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Micah Hyde. Well, they don't get any better than that. Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. You can save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro. Enjoy specials on Dell docks, monitors, and servers. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL to speak with a Dell Technologies advisor. 877-ASK-DELL. 877-ASK-DELL. So my thanks to the Bills and Micah Hyde. I am now currently efforting a defensive tackle for the Rams, Sebastian Joseph Day. And I will let you know when I find him. That's what I mean when I say sometimes there are windows where you can get through. You may think that the thing's all lined up a certain way, but you may have an opportunity. 1-800-636-8686. Then again, you might not. I want to be very clear about this. Episode 190 is with Big Head, James Kelly. Big Head Betts making its first appearance on another Rome platform. Normally, it's during the Daily Show, and we do it once a week. And I thought to myself, you know what? I kind of want to see what this thing feels like if I let it breathe. I kind of want to see what it feels like if I let that donkey, thoroughbred, run a little bit. So, James Kelly, like, if it's good with three picks, wouldn't it stand to reason that it would be twice as good with twice as many picks? We're going to find out. So that's the Rome Pod after the program. But as I promised, we're joined right now by a defensive tackle with the LA Rams. He's coming off a huge game in that win over Indy. Six tackles and a sack for the season. Eight tackles and a sack. He was an academic all Big Tenner for three straight years. He was a Big Ten Sportsmanship Award winner. He was the 195th pick in 2018 out of Rutgers. He is the host of Dine in Bash. Rams 2-0. And obviously they've got a big one Sunday at home against the defending world champs. Sebastian Joseph Day is my guest. Sebastian, great to have you on. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be on. How you doing today?
Good, dude. I'm great. In fact, I want to rephrase the question. You're 2-0. The defending Super Bowl champs are coming to your house Sunday. So how is your entire life right about now?
You know, everything's great. You know, blessed. Blessed to be alive. Blessed to be playing this beautiful game. You know, everyone's doing well, man. We're just, you know, preparing each day. Trying to get better each day. And, you know, take it one day at a time. Not looking too far ahead. Not looking in the past either, you know?
I think that's a great process right there. I love that. One day at a time, let's look ahead. Let's not look in the past. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I like it. All right, so I want to talk about Sunday's matchup in a moment, but if you could, can you take me back to the win in Indy? A little under 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. You came flying in on third down. You sacked Carson Wentz. What did you see on that particular play, and how good did it feel to get home?
You know, I honestly, you know, there was a certain rush call that my coach called, and you know, I just executed it. The center just, you know, he kind of deep set it on me, and then he tried to sit down on me. So I kind of just used his leverage against him with a move called a power pop. Kept a tight swim, dipped, and just went, got home. But obviously, you know, it wasn't just all me that I play there. You know, my other fellow rushmen, Aaron, Floyd, and Collins did a great job as well rushing to help me get that sack. So, you know, I feel like rushing the quarterback is honestly the biggest, like, team thing you have to accomplish, you know, team thing you have to do, because, you know, especially in this league, quarterbacks nowadays are very mobile, especially like a quarterback like Wentz. So, yeah.
Sebastian Joseph Day joining us. They're mobile, and they get it out quickly, and you can't do it by yourself. I get that. You know, like Sunday's win, that may not have been a perfect game, but at the same time, what's it say that you can go out on the road in a really hostile environment, grind through the game when you're not playing perfect, and still find a way to get it done?
Yeah, no, for sure. And that just speaks on the resilience of my teammates, just being able to get it done no matter what the circumstances were. But no matter what the cards were dealt, and you know, just like I said, I think we just stayed real present. You know, no matter what the situation was, even when it was close, very closer than we wanted to be at times. You know, I just think we just had that next play mentality, and we just continued just to, you know, be positive with each other and just take it one play at a time, and it worked out.
My man, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that you spent a little bit of time working on mindset, working on having the right approach to things. Like, one of the things people talk about you around the team is that you've increased your versatility ever since you've arrived, and they talk about all the work and all the studying that you've done. I'm kind of curious, like, who have you studied, and how is that knowledge showing up for you in games?
I'd probably just say over my period of time, I've just been blessed with a lot of, like, great players around me. You know, like my first year when we went to the Super Bowl, I was blessed with Sue. And then I was around Sue, Aaron, and Michael Brockers, right? All first-round picks. Easily first-round pick. Flower, first-round pick. Then my second year, still being around Aaron and Brockers, you know, and just the way they handle their business. They're true professionals, the way they go about their work each and every day. Just being able to, you know, learn about how to become like a pro in this league. And besides that, honestly, it's just, you know, my want to just to work hard and just want to be the best player I could be, you know, the best version of myself, you know. It's always kind of been my mindset since I've you know, played football, just try to be the best version of myself and whatever it may take, you know, whatever it may take, you know, that's all I'm willing to do. And I'm just blessed enough to be around such great company, you know, such great greatness around me with, like I said, be having Sue to learn from, having Aaron to learn from, having Brockers to learn from, and just not taking it for granted, you know? I'm just blessed to be in this opportunity, and I just don't take it for granted.
Yeah, dude, I believe you. I mean, this is sincere. This is legit. I hear what you're saying. Sebastian Joseph Day joining us. I mean, I don't know what else can be said about Aaron Donald that has not already been said about Aaron Donald, but you're with him. Like, you live with the guy, you work with the guy, he's taking you under his wing. Like, how would you explain what makes this guy such an outlier and so unique and so great?
I think what makes Aaron so unique and so different, besides everyone else, is that he's quick enough that he moves like a D end, right, like outside linebacker, but he's strong enough to be a D tackle. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So even in situations that, you know, most D tackles would be in trouble, you know, he's able to just get himself out of it because he's so athletic and so mobile, which is very uncommon for, you know, obviously defensive tackles. So, you know, he's gifted, man. He's gifted.
A little bit of leverage, too. That might help, right?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, yeah, I say, so he's mobile like that. Then he's short. So then he's shorter than the typical NFL D tackle. So, like, then guys can't get under him. So he combined his athleticism with his quickness and agility of an outside linebacker. And then he has the strength of a D tackle. So it's like, honestly, it's like if God honestly made a D tackle, it's like, here you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So, and by the way, does that dude ever get tired?
Huh?
Does that dude ever get tired?
No, not at all. I rarely.
Seriously. Sebastian Joseph Day is joining us. I'm glad you laid that out like that. You know, like, Matt, I want to ask you about one thing really quickly. Dine and Bash is back for season two. For those who do not know, what is Dine and Bash, and how did that start?
Oh, Dine and Bash is a digital series found on YouTube. It is to highlight small business and restaurant owners around the L.A. area. You know, Dine and Bash came from, obviously, my Haitian background and love of food, and how food was always a huge part of family and stuff like that, and how it brought people together. And also, you know, during the pandemic crisis, I just wanted to highlight the small business owners that obviously, you know, probably were going through a tough time during COVID when it first came out. So, it's just about just spreading positivity and showing and highlighting these awesome business owners.
I love that, especially at this time when they need it most. You know, really quickly before you go, you talked about how quarterbacks in this league, now it's a challenge every single week. Guys are mobile. Guys get it out. From talking to defensive linemen over the years and their approach when it comes to Tom Brady, you want to get pressure in his face. But how would you describe your role when it comes to facing him? What kind of an impact are you looking to have on him and the entire Bucs offense this Sunday?
Honestly, I try not to look, like I said, I try not to look too far ahead. I'm just going to do my job, and whatever God presents me with, I'm going to just try to make the most of the opportunity, you know? And that's honestly the way I look at it. I feel like when you start looking at, too far ahead in this stuff, and that's when, you know, you miss offs and you start, you know, doing things that aren't characteristic of yourself. So I'm just trying to, you know, just follow the game plan and just do what I got to do.
Sebastian, really quickly, I think that listeners, they hear this and it just sounds like something else that a football player would say. And even if I were younger, and I think about these things, I'm a lot older than you now, but I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but man, there really is something to be said for being where your feet are, right? And only looking at the thing right in front of you. Why is that so important?
Yeah, it's very important, especially in this league, because, you know, this league's all about, you know, honestly, this league's all about what can you do for me now? You know, I feel like that's this league's kind of design on what can you do for me now. At the end of the day, it's all about being present and just the now and taking it one day at a time and one second at a time, just focusing on that one rep at a time just to improve your technique, improve your play, you know, improve your study so you can know the playbook better, improve your communication within your teammates. So I feel like when you're able to take it down to the minute details, then it carries over to the game, and then the bigger picture kind of gets put together, the bigger puzzle gets put together, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I guess a lot of people do hear those stereotypical answers when you talk to football players, but in our actuality, it really is all about the little minute things, details that will eventually come together and make success happen on the field.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to tie this whole thing up right now because of that. I set that up to get to this. You were a sixth-round pick, all right?
Yes.
So to be where you are right now, starting every single week, coming up with enormous plays on a Super Bowl contender, how much of what you just told me and what you're talking about has to do with where you started and where you are right now and that approach?
Oh, yeah, and that approach honestly has gotten me where I am right now, and you know, I'm still not where I want to be at all. You know, I'm nowhere near where I want to be right still. That's just the approach I have, man. It's that, you know, you just got to remain humble and just stay planted where your feet are and just work hard and just take it one moment at a time, man. And it really has paid dividends for me. But like I said, I'm not where I want to be yet. I'm blessed, though. I'm blessed to be in this position. I'm blessed to be on this team. I'm blessed to be where I am right now. But obviously, you know, there's still a lot more to be done. So, yeah.
Gratitude, dude. And you're stacking days. And the Rams are
2-0.
I get it, man. I see you working. Sebastian Joseph Day, my guest. Listen, appreciate the visit very much, Sebastian. Have a great weekend. Great to talk to you. And let's do it again, man. I appreciate that positivity.
Hey, great to talk to you as well, my man. God bless and have a good one, all right?
You too, dude. Sincerely, truly. I appreciate the positivity. I love that positivity. I'm telling you, man, these young guys, they know. The guys who get it. And more guys get it. That's 195th pick. 195th pick in 2018 out of Rutgers. And he's got a really good process and a really good approach and a really good mindset and a lot of gratitude and a lot of appreciation and a lot of good stuff around him. He just gets it. All right. I'll tell you what I get. I get that today's been a damn good day. Today's been fun. We've had fun. We've had two really good NFL interviews, some good content, and we're not there yet. Like, he's not there yet. We're not there yet. Finish strong. The ATP is still ahead. The Big Head makes his debut on the big stage. Well, frankly, not as big a stage. It's kind of like off-Broadway. Like, it's really cool and really important. And where the real artists go to ply their trade. And he's going to get some real estate now. The Big Head is going to roll that big dome down the street. We'll talk about that game. He'll have his pick. So Big Head Betts is coming up on the Jim Rome podcast. I keep hammering that because we're usually creatures of routine, and you always know where to find that podcast. Every Wednesday after the show. It did not drop this Wednesday because I've been holding in for the Big Head. Because there's been a lot of stuff that's been going on behind the scenes this week that you do not know about. Doesn't matter. Just know, me and the Big Head are going to chop it up right after the show and then push it out. Then I will be in New York this weekend for the NFL Today on CBS, and I'm really excited about that. Like I said, I don't know if they're excited to see me, but I'm excited to see them. Boomer et al. Can't wait to see the guys and the gals. Everybody behind the scenes. My man Theo. Everybody. Drew Kalisky. Time now for a sports update. So Ike just says to me, unnamed member of the XR4TI just says to me, and I quote, there's a number of ATPs in there. Just take what you like. To which I responded, yeah, I'll do that. That's a good idea. Thanks for that, old man. Unmentioned member of the XR4TI. Time to answer your question. The ones I like, apparently. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Never, ever, 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 ever change. Unnamed member of the XR4TI, and I know you won't, dude. I know you won't. This guy writes, great interview with Micah Hyde. Romy, he is my favorite Bill and my favorite Hawkeye. Keep giving us more Hawkeye karma. Rick in Des Moines. I want to respond to that really quickly. Micah Hyde is also one of my favorite NFLers to talk to. Like the guy, and I'll tell you why that is. Not because he's a Bill, although that's part of it. Not because he's a Hawkeye. And strangely enough, that is part of it. He's one of those guys that, like, I respect him so much, and he kind of makes me even want to be better. Like, people like that. There are a few people like that. He's a strong, strong dude. Like, strong-willed, strong-minded, strong physically, emotionally, like, mental toughness off the charts. I'm a huge Micah Hyde guy. Anytime I can talk to him, I'm better for it. That whole Hawkeye thing is interesting. He said he's one of my favorite Hawkeyes. Keep giving us more Hawkeye karma. What's interesting about that is, we talked to so many former Hawkeyes, not current Hawkeyes, former Hawkeyes. And frankly, the reason for that is somewhere early on, I got on the wrong side of old what's-his-face that coaches that team. Or he got on the wrong side of me. Or we got on the wrong side of each other. So we just don't really mix well, the program and us. And that's fine. I get that. It happens. Like I said, if everybody wants to do the show, I am not doing my job.
Yeah, it happens.
But in defense of old what's-his-face, a lot of the guys that he brought in that played for him that have gone on to the NFL are great dudes and great players and great interviews on this show. It's really funny like that. I literally really like talking to Iowa Hawkeyes once they get to the NFL. And the fact of the matter is, I bet that I would like talking to them while they're at that school. We just don't. So I want to give credit where credit's due. You're right. Micah Hyde is a great Hawkeye and a great Bill and a great NFLer, and I love talking to him. And he's not the only former Hawkeye that I like talking to. You know, Bob Sanders is one of my all-time favorite NFLers. Hawkeye. A lot of great former Iowa players in the NFL or have been in the NFL. Man, this guy's feeling himself. Justin, by the way, tell Jano we'll go to Javier's on my dime. I appreciate the gesture, Jay. I really do. Again, it's not going to impact her decision either way. Like, Jano, we have an understanding. If she does not make me or ask me to do everything, in fact, I don't even get exposed to all the offers that we get. she knows that there's just certain things, and especially during a pandemic, most things that I cannot do. So when she brings something to me, it's like, I need you to do this. I want you to do this. It's important to me for you to do this. So I do. Or if I bring one to her, generally, she will understand. If he's bringing it to me, it must be important to him. I will do it. So what I'm saying to you, Justin, is it's not going to help your cause for me to say, hey, by the way, babe, Justin is picking up the tab. I appreciate it. I do appreciate that. It's just not going to help. This guy writes, it sounds like Sebastian Joseph Day has been listening to the Reinvention Project. I don't think. He probably doesn't even know it exists. But he is a guy that I could put on. He says a lot of things. That's why I got all hyped up, because that's the conversation we have over there. And by the way, the Reinvention Project, I usually don't talk about on this program. That's my side hustle to my side hustle. This week, I went solo. I've only done that twice. So I kind of gave you a look at where I'm at and what I've learned, and I've reset myself after hosting that podcast for 6 months. Check it out. So back to the ATP. Mr. Rome, are your children allowed to curse in front of you and or Mrs. Rome? Respectfully, Edward Marino from San Diego. Edward, you can drop the respectfully act. You're very respectful. I know you're coming from a place of respect. You don't need to sign it every time like that. You don't even need to Mr. Rome me anymore, Edward. I Edward you. I don't Mr. Marino you. I'm just playing with you, Eddie. Just kidding, Edward. It's strongly discouraged. Yeah, no, I don't want my kids cursing. If Logan lets a something sucks slip, I let it slide Logan generally. Logan. But yeah, no, Jake doesn't. Logan will once in a while let a four-letter bomb go, and then I'm all up in his ass, and he'll be like, hey, sorry, Dad. We strongly discourage it. Hey, Rome, getting hitched in 2 weeks. How long after marriage do I have to wait to ask if I can go out with my friends on a weekend again? War Texas, beating down Texas Tech tomorrow. Unwar Texas, getting beat down in the SEC, Joel in the ATX. Interesting question. Getting hitched in 2 weeks. How long after marriage do I have to wait to ask if I can go out with my friends on a weekend again? I don't know. Ask Alvy. The next time will be the first time. Ask Rit. Dude, no, never. No. Just kidding, boys. Just kidding. They're not even laughing. They're like, oh, great. Oh, great. If y'all don't know that it's a joke, then I'm right. They're great. There is no... If you're already asking and you're not even hitched yet, that's not the best sign, bro.
Thanks, Joel.
Joel. Thanks, Joel! Yeah! I would let that thing breathe, Joel. I would let that thing breathe. Hi, Jim. Have you pre-ordered your iPhone 13 Pro Max yet? Bella B in Calgary. Bella. Bella. You know better. Have I pre-ordered it? Bella, this is purely rhetorical because I know you know the answer. When is the first time you can pre-order that phone? 5 a.m. Pacific, day of. When did I pre-order it? 5 a.m. Pacific, the day of. You and I both know, Bella, that if you wait a day or two or 3 days, it could push the delivery time back a month or more. So I pre-ordered it as soon as they went live, and I'm going to pick it up as soon as I'm done talking to James Kelly. The answer is not, or the question is not when did you pre-order, but when are you actually getting said phone? 2 hours. Jim, have you ever taken a polygraph test? Please answer yes or no only. Brent in PC. No. Good one, Brent. Tan Smack. Have you ever had a challenge / contest for the XR4 Ti? My take on a jungle decathlon. Pre-contest odds. Alvy, -140. Flight deck, minus 110. Tommy Chocko, plus 125. Old Man Ike, LOL.
Laugh out loud.
Jason TX. You know what? This is not the strongest, most athletically gifted group, I'll be honest with you. Ike's got some old man strength, kind of, but he's got a big gut. This is not a group of former athletes. Like, I've tried to hire former athletes. I haven't had a lot of success with it. Hey, Ike, playing kickball does not make you an athlete. Bowling does not make you an athlete. Eating mounds of sugar does not make you athletic. James Kelly. Hi, Jim. Will you have any other member of the XR4TI on a future podcast? No. Just like none of them are athletes, none of them are good conversationalists either. No. And there you have it. I like it. Strong ATP. James Kelly's coming up. And he and I are going to chop it up. If we normally get, he started off with like 5 minutes. And then he was able to earn a few more minutes. I got him up to 8 or 9. He and I literally have done 15. And almost no guest can carry the daily for 15. I'm going to see if I can get 30. Maybe 30 out of the head. 20 anyway. So look for that. Wow. Big Head Bets is going to be Jim Rome Podcast, episode number 190. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient. They're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service. From the professional parts people you know you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. My thanks to Sebastian Joseph Day of the Rams, Micah Hyde of the Bills. XR4TI, listen, you don't really know what went down this week. Good job, everybody. Really well done. My crew, stepping it up. Proud of y'all. Appreciate you all. I will be on the NFL Today on CBS, Sunday, noon Eastern and 9 Pacific from New York. The Big Head and I are going to chop it up in about 10 minutes. Have an amazing weekend. See ya.